Hi, stranger. Do you mind if I sit here?
Thanks.
The train is always so empty at night. It makes me feel a little less lonely if I sit by someone. I hope that doesn't make me the weirdest person you've ever met. You're Chris, right? Oh, I think I overheard that while you were on a call or something. It's nice to finally talk to you. I know you've noticed me before, like I've noticed you. We've been riding the same route for so long. I guess it's kind of funny how I've never worked up the nerve to ask for company until now. Why tonight?
I don't know if you're aware of this, Chris, but those pants look really flattering on you. Most things look really flattering on you. And I have a secret bet going on.
With myself.
Which I think I finally want to settle. You don't have to help me if you don't want to, but I would really like to know what your cock looks like, Chris.
Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed.
It's not like me to just come right out and say something like that, but we're both adults, and we're both attractive. We're even alone on this train right now.
And by the way you were staring at my ass earlier,
I know we're both curious about each other.
So, come on, Chris.
Why don't you take that cock out for me?
No one's gonna see.
You know, a lot of girls think about this whenever they see a hot guy. They think, I wonder if he has a nice cock.
Are you worried I won't be impressed, Chris?
Trust me, if that bulge is more than just wrinkles, I'll be impressed. But if you'd like some help getting it big and hard first, I would love to be your muse, Chris.
No, I'm not leaving, cutie.
I just need to stand up to do this.
I've always fantasized about giving a lap dance on one of these train benches. But it's even better than I could have ever thought. Now you're really getting a good look at my ass, aren't you? This skin-tight dress probably doesn't leave too much to the imagination, does it, Chris?
But it leaves even less
if I pull it up a bit.
It's okay. Go on.
Look up my dress. You see that wet little triangle of cotton? That was all you, cutie. You did that, Chris. Now, while I grind my ass back and forth over your lap, maybe you've got something to show me, too. Something hard and needy. right here, cutie.
I want to touch it. Please, Chris.
Chris. Oh my god, it is fucking perfect.
Yeah, I mean that.
And after you've teased me for so long, I don't think I can wait anymore.
Please. Please just slide my panties to the side.
Don't be shy. Reach up and just hook your middle finger onto my panties. Make room for that perfect cock. Now lean back, Chris, and let me take what I've been fantasizing about. For so long. I was afraid I'd built up my expectations about how good this would feel, but riding your cock. And just bouncing on it like this. It's so much better than I dreamed about. Fuck. Chris. I hold my waist. Pull up my dress and wrap your hands around me. I want you to feel my muscles tightening. My body quivering. As I take your cock deep, I can't. This is so naughty. Fucking on an empty train like this. But it had to be like this. It had to be here. I've watched you during this commute for so fucking long. Fantasized about you, Chris. I've imagined all the filthy things you could do to me. Fucking me from behind while you flatten my tits against the windows. Making me grab the safety pole while you slowly rail me. Putting me in your lap and just letting the motion of the train do the work. But whatever way it was gonna happen, I just knew that it had to be here. Because I can't stop thinking about you. Thinking about this, Chris. And now I never will. I will never stop thinking about you in this moment. And oh my god, how you feel so fucking good when I bounce like this. I'm close. Oh my god. Chris. How do you have me on the edge already? I want it. I want it so bad. Please. 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 Yeah, please. Come in me. Yeah, come in me. Yeah, do it. Come in me, Chris, please. Oh my god, oh my god, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. Oh, you're twitching. Oh, that's so good. Oh yeah. Inside me. tie my ass so tight. Oh, you're such a good boy, Chris. Oh. Oh, quick, slide my panties back over so I don't make a mess everywhere. That was something else. Oh my god. I know when we got married, we talked about indulging in each other's kinks, but I never imagined we could hit so many buttons all at once. That was so good, baby. Strangers fucking in public. Check and check. I'm sorry, I forgot the condoms back at home. If this is the load that finally gets us pregnant, well, I guess that's another check. So, should I meet you back at home? We can plan out our next deviant sexcapade later tonight. Oh, honey. Of course we're parting ways. This is my stop, silly. Plus, you still need to pick up groceries for tonight. But, hey. Thanks for the ride, stranger.